如果再扩展一点，扩展到一句话的话，就是从第一章的第三节讲到第十四节。
And if we want to expand it a little bit, and then we have to go to chapter 1, verses 3-14.
所以整本以弗所书不断地回到恩惠平安当中，不断地回到这个一章的三到十四节当中，让我们反反复复地明白神在我们教会当中，在我们这些得救的人身上所显明的丰盛的恩典和作为。
The entire book keeps harping back to what we can say grace and peace, and going back in an extended fashion to verses 3-14, and to which God wanted us to know how great and abundant His grace was.
今天我们读的十一节到第十四节，我们集中来思想这个神赐给我们荣耀的基业。
Let's dwell on this, the glorious inheritance contained in chapter 1.Verses 11-14.
神也在我们这些得救的人身上，在我们的当中得了荣耀的丰盛的基业。
And the Lord Himself gains glorious inheritance through us.
为什么这么重要呢？我们在世上，我们在走过这个地上的时候，我们生活为人做事，我们的目的是什么？
Why is this so important? What's the purpose of our walk on the earth?
我们做的这些事情在神的面前都有什么意义呢？
What's the significance of what we do before the Lord?
人活在世上到底是为了什么呢？
What's the purpose of our living?
这是这一段的集中要让我们看见人生的盼望是在哪里。
And this is where the concept of hope is fully delineated in this passage.
保罗把我们的眼睛带到将来，带到神的宝座面前，让我们看到神里面的盼望和荣耀。
Paul is taking us on a journey into the distant future to see the hope in the Lord.
这是我们世上每一个人，特别是活在这样一个纷乱复杂的一个世界当中，最需要的就是要看到盼望。
As we live in this troublesome world, we need to have hope and glory.
如果大家关心新闻的话，这些图片大家都熟悉了。
If you're keen on the news, you are familiar with those pictures.
每一天发生在我们身上的事情，真的是让我们眼花缭乱。
This is a myriad of events that define our common logic.
我们活在一个黑白颠倒的世界当中。
And we live in a world totally upside down.
是非不分。
You cannot tell truth and truth.
打仗的时候，谁是我们的战友，谁是我们的敌人，都分不清楚了。
Even on the battleground, you cannot tell who is a foe or who is a friend.
在中国古人当中，他们有一个成语叫“指鹿为马”。
There's an old saying in Chinese, pointing a deer as a horse.
那今天的人是指鼠为鸭。
In today's mindset, people are pointing.To a mouse as a duck.
有些人是指男为女。
And some saying a man is a woman.
社会上没有诚信，有的只是欺骗和诡诈。
There is no honesty and sincerity. All that's left is deception.
没有忠诚，只有这个彼此的背叛和出卖。
There is no loyalty but betrayal.
有的是强权，却没有对神的敬畏和认识。
There is power and grabbing of power, but there is no reverence for the Lord.
生活在这样一个黑白颠倒、是非不分、敌友不分的这样一个世界当中，人的盼望在哪里？
In this An upside down world, where is
这是保罗要带我们去看，借着这一段的经文，让我们看到我们是有盼望的。
And through this passage, Apostle Paul wants to show us that we have hope.
这是早期的教父安伯罗修所讲的一句话。
This is what the early saint. Bishop Ambrose, Cardinal Ambrose said.
用在我们这个时代是很合适的。
It's very pertinent for our age.
他说良心丧尽源于对未来生命的无知。
He says loss of conscience stems from ignorance of future life.
当人不相信人有灵魂，当人不相信有一个上帝掌管这一切，当人不相信人死了以后还有一个永恒的一个世界的话，那在这个世界上无所不为，什么都可以做，对吧？
People don't believe in the future, in life, in the future, in God, then they could do anything.
所以神借着这个被关在黑暗的潮湿的阴冷的监牢当中的保罗，向当时的时代也向今天的时代指出一条的道路，我们应该向上看，向前看，向神里面基督里面去看，才能得到真正的盼望。
Think about it, where Apostle Paul was at the time of writing of this epistle. He was in prison, was full of darkness, and he was suffering. But he wanted us to take on to the higher grounds, to look up, to look forward.
上周那段经文告诉我们说，我们在主的里面，神预定我们得了一件事情，就是神儿子的名分。
Last week we talked about two things that we received from the Lord. One is the adoption of son, as sons, the adoption of sonship.
今天这段经文又告诉我们一件神早已经预定好的、不改变的一件事情，就是要在基督里面得基业，我们也成了基业。
And today we are going to focus on the notion of predestination, which is unchangeable. And this is what he has in store for us.
在黑暗当中的人最需要有光。
People in darkness need light.
在海面上行船的时候，什么东西好像都在动、都在漂泊的时候，最需要那个灯塔，让我们看到不变的东西。
If you sail in a ship on the ocean, all you need is a lighthouse which remains steady and unchangeable.
对神借着保罗写下的这一段话，就是让我们看到在这样一个纷繁复杂的世界当中，什么东西是不变的，什么东西是我们可以紧紧抓住的。
In a world of uncertainty, there is assurance, and this is the message Paul's writing in this chapter.
不受时间，不受世代，神在这个创世之前就早已经预定好一定会发生的事情到底是什么。
Beyond time and space in control of the same.God wanted us to know His unchanging nature of His.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
In Him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of Him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of His will.
读了这一段话，可能大家第一个要问的，因为这里有一个括弧哈，这个"得"这个字呢，又可以翻译成"成"。
And when you read this verse, you may want to focus on this word obtaining, getting, and it can be translated and understood as becoming.
如果我们是得了基业，是我们得到的。
If we receive an inheritance.This is what we gain.
如果是我们成了基业，是我们被主所得到的。
But what about if we say we have become an inheritance, and this is an inheritance for the Lord?
所以第一个问题我们就要问说，到底谁是谁的基业？
Well, naturally, the first question we ask would be whose inheritance?
是我们成了神的基业呢，还是神赐给我们丰盛的基业呢？
Whether it is us, that we have become an inheritance to the Lord, or rather the other way around, the Lord has given us, blessed us with an inheritance.
我们刚才读的这句话里面，其实这个英文的翻译是蛮模糊的哈。他说，我们是被选的那一位，我们是被选择成为的那一位。
In the English translation, there's a little bit of unclear. It's unclear here.It says in him they were also chosen.
所以有的英文版本就翻译成我们成了神里面的基业。
You'll notice in other English translations, the verse will read that we have become
神照着他美善的旨意早早就选择了我们，让我们在基督里成了神的基业。
In accordance to the goodness of His will, and He predestined us to be His inheritance.
那有的英文翻译呢，就翻译成说，我们是在耶稣基督里面得了重生的基业。
Other versions in the English would have it this way: that we have received an inheritance, become an inheritance in Jesus Christ.
那其实呢，这两个意思呢，都蕴含在这个原来这个词里面。
As a matter of fact, both meanings are contained in this original verse.
两个意思都对。
Both are correct.
我们在基督里，对不对？
We are in Jesus.
我们信了耶稣，受洗归入基督，我们进到基督的里面，成了神的基业。
We believe and were baptized into the name of Jesus Christ, and thereby becoming an inheritance.
神用耶稣的宝血把我们买赎回来，买赎回来归给神。
And on the other hand, at the same time, the Lord redeemed us with the precious blood of His Son, Jesus Christ.
所以从这个意义上来讲，我们是属于神的，我们是属于神的基业。
From this latter perspective, we become an inheritance. To the Lord.
从另外一方面讲，我们信了耶稣以后，耶稣就在我们的里面。
Looking at it from another angle, we believe in Jesus Christ, and we have become an inheritance.
我们又得到了耶稣基督以及耶稣基督带进来的永生恩典，所有都在他的里面一并的赐给了我们。
Thereby receiving all of the goodness, all of the inheritance, so to speak, from Jesus Christ.
所以神的一切的恩典，包括神自己，成了。我们在耶稣基督里面能够得到的那个丰盛的基业。
So all of His grace and everything else contained in that will become ours.
所以到中文翻译的时候，他就哎把这个两个意思都放在这里，一方面是我们得，一方面是我们成了基业。
So in the Chinese version translation, it's sort of more inclusive of both of the concepts that we just talked about, receiving and becoming.
所以我们先看第一方面哈，我们在基督里面得了基业。
Let's look at the first concept that we have received an inheritance.
前面就讲了说，在耶稣基督里面把天上的各样的属灵的福分都赐给我们了。
Every spiritual gift from above has been given us, and that's what we had in the verses previously.
从神而来的恩惠平安都在耶稣基督里面存在那里，等待着我们用信心去领受了。
And all of the grace and peace contained in Jesus Christ are sort of waiting for us to receive.
在耶稣基督里面把那个神儿子的名分已经给我们了。
And he has blessed us with the name of his son Jesus Christ.
借着耶稣的血把我们救出来，然后呢就把那个赦免的恩典啊，这个保守的恩典、引导的恩典，一并都给我们。
So he's already redeemed us with the precious blood of his son, thereby giving us all of the grace of forgiveness, empowerment.
在耶稣基督里面有医治、有保守、有引导、有上帝的光在里面。
There is healing, there is maintaining, keeping us safe.
这是彼得到彼得前书的时候，他讲说：“愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。”
In 1 Peter, we have the following: Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, in His great mercy.He's given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
然后说可以得着，我们在主里面可以得着哈，得着什么呢？不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
And into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you.
这就是保罗在以弗所书一开始所告诉我们的，有天上的属灵的各样的福气在耶稣基督里面怎么样赐给了我们。
And this is what Paul told us in the beginning of chapter 1 of the book of Ephesians, that there is every spiritual gift from heaven that is in store for us.
用三个词来形容，是跟地上的这些的产业，我们在地上能够得到这些物质的东西的不同的地方在哪里？因为天上的产业，属灵的产业是不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残。
So three rather very descriptive words that describe the inheritance that does not perish, or spoil, or fade.
保罗在这里要讲一个很浓缩的一个真理啊，所以他把这个真理放在这以后呢，他就为我们祷告，他就祷告说我们眼睛能够被打开，让我们真正的明白这种属天的属灵肉眼看不见的，但是是这样的荣耀，不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残的这个基业是何等的宝贵。
Let's feel about the super abundant grace that Paul is trying to capture in a nutshell. This great inheritance the Lord has kept in store for us, ready to receive.
所以我们今天读这些话的时候也是带着一个祷告的心，求神来帮助我们，让我们灵里的眼睛能够打开，能够宝贝，能够看清楚，能够真的知道这个东西是宝贵的，是重要的。
As we read this passage, we'll be able to feel, have a feel of it, how precious this inheritance is.That is in store and that is for us to put to use, to receive and put to use.
而且更重要的是，我们得到的不光是这些平安恩典这些祝福，更重要的是神把他自己给了我们啊！所以在诗篇里这样讲说：“耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的，你为我持守。”
This is not only the grace and peace that Apostle Paul is talking about, rather it's more than this, it's God himself, as we have it in the Psalm, which says, Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup, you make my lot secure.
一个女孩问一个男孩说，你有什么？你有车吗？
A girl might want to ask a boy this question, what do you have? Do you have a car?
他说我没有车，我爸爸有。
No, I don't. But my dad does.
他问说，那你有房子吗
？And the follow-up question is, do you have a house?
他说我没有房子，我爸爸有。
The answer is, no, I don't. But my dad does.
所以你又没有车，又没有房，那你有什么
？Well, she continues, if you don't have a car or a house, what do you have then?
他说我有我爸爸。
The answer is, I got my dad.
这就是我们基督徒在神的面前，你能得到最宝贵的，还不是这些的所谓的福气啊，赐福从神而来，很重要的是神他自己，神的同在。
This is really the treasure in and out of itself, and this is beyond the grace and peace that we have been given. It is the Lord Himself, His presence with us.
有了神自己，就有了神所带来的这一切的赐福。
If we have God Himself, we will certainly have all of the blessings flowing from Him.
这就是耶和华这个名字的意思，它就是我是我所是的，我是自由拥有的神。
This is the meaning of the name of the Lord Jehovah. He is the great I am.
当人有缺乏的时候，神就说：“我是你所缺乏的一切，你所需要的一切，都在这个名字里面。”告诉我们
Of course, we'll experience a period of want, but that we have assurances from Him. In Him, there is everything.
我们需要光的时候，他就是我们的光；我们需要保护的时候，他就是我们的牧羊人。找不到路、很迷惑的时候，他就是我们的道路，就是我们的真理，就是我们的神。
We need light, and He is the light. If we need a shepherd, and He's the one leading us. If we are lost, He's going to lead us back.
在这个耶和华在旧约的时候对所拣选的立位支派中的亚伦是这样讲的，你在以色列人的境内不可有产业，在你们中间也不可有份，我就是你的份，是你的产业。
In the Old Testament, this is what the Lord said to the high priest Aaron. The Lord said to Aaron, you will have no inheritance in their land, nor will you have any share among them. I'm your share and your inheritance among the Israelites.
神带以色列人出埃及的时候，所有埃及地他们家里的长子都被杀了。
As the Lord was leading Israel out of the country of Egypt, all of the firstborn of the Egyptians were killed.
以色列的长子都存活了，为什么呢？因为他们家里面都用这个杀的羔羊的血涂在门上了。
Whereas all of the firstborn of the Israelites survived because of the precious blood spilled on the door doorframe. Israelites.
所以经过这件事情以后，神就对以色列人说：“你们家里的每一个的长子都是属于我的，都是属于神的。”
Through that ordeal, God was telling the Israelites, all of the firstborn, every one of them, would be mine.
后来呢，神又用这个支派当作这个立位支派代替每一个神家里的长子。
Later on, the Lord used the tribe of Levites as a substitution for all the firstborn of the Israelites.
所以这个立位支派亚伦的后裔，他们是在神那里哈，圣殿那里去服侍神，还是归给神的一个支派。
So the tribe of Levi was set apart for the service, exclusive service of God beforehand in the temple with Aaron as the high priest.
其他的支派到了这个迦南地的时候，按块分毫，每个支派有哪一些地啊？但是利未支派是不参与分地的。
The remaining tribes, 11 of them, when they entered the land of Canaan, came into their land portion, land was distributed to them with the exception of the Levites.
其他的支派都分好地的时候，耶和华就对利未支派，就对亚伦的后裔是这样讲的哈，你们不参与分地，是因为你们已经有产业了，你们有更宝贵的产业，我就是你们的份，就是你们的产业。
Think about it, all of the other tribes having received their portion of the land of Canaan, that the Levites didn't have anything, but this is where we have the verse that the Lord was telling Aaron that the Lord himself is the inheritance for the Levites.
这是保罗在以弗所书第一章第十一节告诉我们的，我们在主耶稣基督里面得到了神自己最宝贵的那个丰盛的产业，因此我们要称颂神，因为他把他自己给了我。
And this is where we can see what Paul is talking about in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. The Lord has blessed us with himself, and he is our glorious inheritance.
同时呢，保罗在这里也提醒，不光是我们得了神，神是我们的，我们也是属于神的，我们也是神所拣选、所救赎回来、买赎回来的，属于神的产业。
At the same time, though, not only we have received our portion of our inheritance, at the same time that we have become the Lord's inheritance because we have been redeemed by the Lord, and we have become thereby His inheritance.
神用他的儿子耶稣基督的生命啊，把我们换过来的。
He redeemed us with the life of His precious Son, Jesus.
神是不会做亏本买卖的。
God did not go into this deal looking for a loss.
他用他的儿子所买赎回来的这一批人，被称作教会的这一批人，绝对不会是残品、次品的。
He, in his redemptive plan, he did not have the word of a defective product in terms of the children of God who will become his inheritance.
在这个世界上，在神的眼中所看为最为宝贵的，就是你，就是我，就是我们这些重生得救、用耶稣基督宝血所买赎回来的这批人。
What's so precious in the eyes of the Lord? It's you, me, and all of the rest of us who have been redeemed with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他看待你我，看到我们这一批得救的人，就像他说保护，就像保护他眼中的瞳人一样。
This is how the Lord is describing you and me, that we are the apple of His eye.
我们头发上的数目都数算过，一根头发要落下来的话，都得经过神的允许。
And even the hairs on our head are numbered, and the Lord has taken into store each one of them. Without His permission, not a single hair you will lose.
因为我们是属于神的产业。
Simply because we are God's inheritance.
谁要想碰我们，谁要想碰地上的教会，就是在触碰神的手。
Who dare touch us or the church? That's the equivalent of touching the hand of God.
这是为什么当初这个扫罗在逼迫教会的时候，走在那个路上，大光下来显现的时候，神就问他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
And this is the reason, if you recall, when Paul.At the time, his name of Saul was on his way to persecute saints. When a great light shone upon him, and there was a voice, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?"
扫罗一定很吃惊，神会这样跟他讲，因为他逼迫，以为他是在逼迫神的敌人，在服侍神。结果神却说，你逼迫教会的时候，就是在逼迫我。
You can imagine the kind of a surprise that would be characteristic of Paul, Saul at the time, that he thought he was doing the work of God, but rather Jesus was telling him he was persecuting.
这是为什么到下一段哈，当这个保罗开始为教会祷告，为我们祷告的时候，他就求神让我们眼睛能够打开，看见一件事哈，实际上是三件事，其中有一件事就是在圣徒当中得的基业。就是你我咯，就是教会咯，有何等丰盛的荣耀。
In that background, in that context of Paul's experience with Jesus Christ, and we can look at this in verse 18 of chapter 1 in Ephesians, how glorious is the inheritance in the saints.
求神也今天照亮我们的眼睛。
We ask the Lord to enlighten our light.
让我们知道，我们这个人，我们这个重生的生命，是用耶稣基督宝血所换了这个生命，在神的眼中是何等的宝贵。
So that we'll be able to understand the preciousness of the lives that we have been given through the redemptive plan of God, and we have been saved.
让我们看见，在我们这一群人当中，当我们神都被神所得着的这一群人聚在一起，成为神的教会的时候，那个在我们当中所要彰显出来的那个荣耀是何等的丰盛。
Just try to dwell on it. How abundant, super abundant, the glory of what God has done through this church.As he congregates all of us together, as he.
我们是被神特别拣选，在创世之初就拣选了我们，让我们成为神的产业，在耶稣基督里面属于他的人。
We are the result of a special or specially commissioned a congregation that the Lord gathered together for His glory.
在约翰福音第六章第十七章哈，这是主耶稣基督要离世的时候的那个大祭司的祷告当中提到。
What we have in the following verses is from John the Gospel of John chapter 17 as we witness the prayer of the high priest who is none other than our Lord Jesus Christ.
反复的提到，就是我们是神所选赐给主的，是属于主的，是归于他的产业。
In sort of a repeated fashion, Jesus prays as such that we have been chosen, given, and set aside for the purpose of God.
在那个很重要的时刻，主耶稣基督单单的为你我来祷告。
In that very significant moment.Jesus set aside a time to pray especially for you and me.
你从世上，主耶稣基督对父神讲，你从世上赐给我的人，我已将你的名显明于他们。他们本是你的，你将他们赐给我，他们也遵守了你的道。如今他们知道，凡你所赐给我的，都是从你那里来的。
And this reveals the depth of the prayer.I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you.
还记得主耶稣基督在讲说我们从失丧被找回来的时候，他讲了一个比喻，就是那个富人找钱的比喻。
And you still remember when Jesus Christ was talking about the lost found, and he gave a little parable of the lost coins about a woman.
一个富人有十块钱，结果丢了一块钱。
There was a woman with 10 silver coins, but one was missing.
她就去找这一块钱。
And she set about looking for the lost coin.
点上灯，全屋都要扫一遍啊，各个角落都要去找，要把这一块钱找回来。
She lit the lamp, looking all over the place in the room, and she wanted to find out the lost coin.
找到了，她欢喜快乐。
She found it, she retrieved it, she was overjoyful.
他就把邻居朋友都邀请来，来一起来庆祝。
And to the extent she invited all of her neighbors to celebrate,
请他们吃饭，大家一起欢喜快乐，因为找到了一块钱。
And we can come together and rejoice over the recovered coin.
显然他不是在为了这个钱本身的这个价值来庆祝，因为请客的钱可能远远超过找到的这个一个钱的价值。
Maybe the joy is not over the lost coin now recovered, rather it is about the joy that accompanied it because of the expenses in the case inviting all of the neighbors over.
因为这一块钱所代表的是你我啊，是本来失丧的，现在被找回来的这些人的价值，远远超过世上任何的物质的、金钱的这些东西所能够代表的。
This lost coin is rather you and me, whose value exceeds anything in this world.
为什么我们要颂赞神啊？我们成为神的儿子，而且在神的预定当中，我们成了他荣耀的产业。
Why do we have to sing praises to the Lord as we have become His son and His inheritance?
那接下来保罗给我们讲解啊，这个我们得产业成为神的产业这件事情的三个很重要的这个方面。
Paul then went on to explain settings why it was so glorious and inherent that we are.
我们成为神的产业，或者是我们在基督里面得到这个产业，这件事情有什么依据，有什么根据没有？
What's the basis for our inheritance that we have received in Jesus Christ?
两个根据。
There are two bases for that.
两个条件。
Two conditions.
缺一不可。
None of them can be spared.
首先是从神的角度，他预定了这件事情。
First, from the perspective of God, this is His predestination.
这是他喜悦的事情，出于他美善的旨意所定好一定会发生的事情。
This is what pleases him, and it's in accordance with his good will.
第二个，从我们人的角度，我们要去相信。
The second perspective is from that of man that we have to believe.
我们要去接受。
And we have to receive.
当这两个条件碰在一起的时候，我们就成了神的产业，我们也在基督里面得了那荣耀的产业。
When the two sort of converge, we have received as a result the inheritance, and we have become.As well, the inheritance to God.
神借着真理的道向我们显明神的这个预定，神的这个旨意。
Through the word of truth, God has revealed to us His good will.
借着耶稣基督的福音，告诉我们这件事情是怎么发生的。
Through the gospel of Jesus Christ, He's telling us how all of this occurred.
所以你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音。也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵。
And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in Him with the seal, the promise of the Holy Spirit.
所以接下来他把这个印记这个观念带出来，告诉我们说，我们得这个基业，神所应许的预定要得的这个基业，我们有什么凭证没有？
Next, he brings out the concept of seal. What kind of a proof did you have that you are given this inheritance?
这个凭证有两个，一个是神圣灵的印记，一个是圣灵的凭据。
There are two sides to it. One is the seal, and the other is the evidence of the Holy Spirit.
当我们信了这福音，就受了圣灵为印记，这个印记是把这件事情就确定下来。
So when we believe, we have come into the possession of the seal, and that sort of seals the deal.
一旦一个地方这个世上印上这个印记哈，一个这个契约上面印上了这个印记以后，这件事情就不能更改了，这已经确定了。
Well, when you have a sealed contract, so to speak, and the terms cannot be modified.
买房子也好，买地也好哈，一旦这个合约签好了。这个价钱讲好了，事情都定了，最后一印印记，这件事情就定下来。
As if you are out purchasing a house, when you have all of the terms, regarding, for example, the purchase price, and when it's sort of sealed, it's signed, it's never going to be changed.
当我们相信福音的时候，圣灵进来，就是那个把这一切事情都已经确定以后。赎价已经付清，耶稣基督的死，耶稣的复活已经完成之后，再借着我们的相信，这件事在我们的生命当中成为一个不能够更改、已经确定的事情。
So when we think about it, when we are redeemed, the price has been paid for our lives with His precious blood. Come to believe in that redemptive glory, we sure of our salvation. Nothing will change that.
这个印记印上以后，就等到最后那个日子，把这个印一打开，里面所应许的一切事情，最终就要完成。
And to come to fruition, imagine at the end of the time when that seal is broken and the document is revealed, all of the terms will manifest themselves, and you understand.
这就是到启示录里面让我们看到那个被印封好的那个书卷一样。
This is rather very emblematic of the seal that we'll see and read about in the book of Revelation.
那个七个印不能打开，一旦打开的话，里面所记载那些确定又发生的事情就会出来了。
The scroll sealed by seven seals cannot be broken because once the seals are broken, then the truth as recorded in the scroll.Will be revealed.
就是在等候啊，等候那个时间，合适的时间，合适的人，只有一位配得把这个确定好的事情把它释放出来啊。时间到了，主耶稣基督起来啊，把那个七个印打开，这个世界当中的事情就会发生。
It was a long period of waiting for the righteous one who had the authority and power to open the seven seals.When the time comes, He, our Lord, is going to open up, revealing everything.
所以在我们得基业、成为神的基业这件事情上，圣灵成了那个印记在我们的里面。
So when we talk about becoming, receiving this inheritance, we can see that we are assured with the seal, which is the Holy Spirit.
另外，这个圣灵被称为凭据啊，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，又可以翻译成质啊，押的那个质啊，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得到称赞。
Another concept in the following verse that we can see, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise.
所以圣灵除了是印记之外，它还是这个 deposit， 是一个凭据，是一个首付款，先放在那里，确定这笔买卖已经成就。
The Holy Spirit, not only is the seal, it is also sort of a deposit. It's like a down payment to make sure that we're going to receive what we are promised.
这个凭据这个词，除了这个。首付这个 deposit 之外，还可以翻译成订婚戒指。
The word deposit can function not only as a down payment, but also as a ring of engagement.
当你把这个戒指戴上去的时候，这个丈夫和妻子的关系就已经确定。
When you start wearing your engagement ring, then the relationship between husband and wife.Is sealed.
这个戒指我已经戴上30年。
I've been wearing mine for 30 years.
但是去年的时候呢，就觉得它变得越来越紧啊，不是它变小了，是我的手指头变得越来越粗了。
Last year I started feeling it was a little tightness around my ring. It's not the ring becoming smaller, but
就去年借着回国的机会，我就找地方哈、啊，帮我这个修一修，把它变大一点。
So I took the opportunity when I was back in China last year to resize my ring and make it a little bigger.
所以我前面就找了好多的金店，但让我觉得很奇怪的是，他们都问我一个问题，当我提出这个要把这个戒指变大的时候。
I went around going through quite a few goldsmiths, and but their common question was.They asked me was rather surprising.
他说你为什么要把它变大？你就买一个新的就得了嘛。
And they popped the question, well, why do you want to resize it and get a bigger one, get a new one?
我知道，因为他们是卖首饰的嘛，他希望我能够买这个金银首饰戒指。
I knew they entertained the hope that I would make the purchase with them.
但同时让我意识到，原来这一枚简单的戒指在他们眼中的价值和在我眼中的价值是完全不一样的。
Suddenly, just dawned on me that the price of the same ring rings a little differently with me versus them. They,
因为在我的眼中，即使是再漂亮的、再大的、再好看的戒指，我也不可能用这个戒指去换的。
Rather, to me, I'm never going to exchange this one with one that could be more beautiful, or pleasing to the eye, or bigger.
因为这个代表我们之间这一生的关系的确立。
Because my ring is emblematic of my relationship, long, lifelong relationship with my father.
神就是在我们跟他一订婚、一结婚啊，一旦决定相信耶稣基督的时候，他就把这个戒指、这个 down payment 借着圣灵就已经赐给我们。
Think about that when we believe, that means that we have become engaged with our Lord, and God has blessed us with this engagement ring.
他把他自己给了我们。
He's given us himself.
是让我们知道我们自己是何等的宝贵。
So that we should know how precious we are.
也让我们知道说，他在我们的生命当中是何等的宝贵。
And to for us to know how precious our Lord is to us.
这种的关系是世上任何其他东西是没有办法替代的。
This type of relationship is never going to be interchangeable.
第三件事情让我们知道说。我们成了基业或者得到基业的那个目的是什么
？The third thing we should focus on is the purpose of all of this. Having become or
神的荣耀，神的荣耀得着称赞。
The praise of God's glory.
神要在我们这些人的身上，在他的教会当中得到荣耀，得到称赞。
He is due to gain glory from us, from the church.
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以
得着称赞。
In order that we who were first to put our hope in Christ might be for the praise of His glory.
神有好多种方式来彰显他自己的荣耀。
In a lot of ways, the Lord can use to manifest His own glory.
首先
借着上帝的创造，我们知道上帝是智慧的，是全能，是充满荣耀的。
First of all, he can reveal his glory through his own creation.
诸天都在述说他的荣耀。
All heavens declare his glory.
另外，我们在主耶稣基督的十字架上看到上帝的荣耀。
And also on the cross itself, and the cross is a revelation of his glory.
在人看起来愚拙的事情，上帝就用这样的事情来彰显上帝的公义、怜悯，都在一个地方表现出来，就是十字架。
Look at the crucifixion is foolish to man, but it's a full manifestation of his glory, meaning his righteousness and his mercy put together.
上帝的能力就是在人看起来那么软弱的毫无反抗能力的耶稣基督的身上，在那一刻十字架上彰显了他的救赎的大能。
His glory has been revealed in terms of his great power on the cross where our Lord Jesus was crucified。
今天这一段让我们看到说，神不仅是在创造，在救赎，在十字架上彰显，还要在你我的身上，要在他的教会当中彰显他的荣耀。
The third way of God manifesting His glory, in addition to the glory as revealed in His creation, in His redemption of those who believe, He wants to do it third time around through you and me, through us.
这个系列我们从一开始跟大家讲，我们这次读以弗所书就围绕着如何建造教会来思考。
We started with this concept, rather desire that we are going to launch into this efficient series of sermons focusing on how to build God's church.
我们在这里追求神思考主的时候，我们要记得要照着神的旨意去建造我们的教会。
As we seek Him and ponder over His Word, we want to know how to build His church according to His will.
我们既然知道神的一切的恩典、一切的福气、一切的能力都是在主耶稣基督里面，所以我们建造教会的时候呢，就要提醒说，我们是在基督里面去建造。
If we are sure and we know that all of the grace and power we can only derive from God.And this is how we should build our church.
那今天我们既然知道我们是神荣耀的产业，神要在我们的当中彰显他的荣耀的时候，我们在思考建造教会的时候，我们就知道我们这一切的作为都是为了神的荣耀，是要我们尽心尽意尽力的把我们最好的拿出来来建造属于神的教会。
And since we know now, we now know that we are God's inheritance through us.God will gain His glory, and we will be able to build the church and glorify our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. So this is the way we should build our church in accordance with His good will, so that He will obtain glory.
有多少人认识这个人？
How many of you know this individual?
没有吗？有认识的请举一下手。这个人是谁？
Raise your hand if you do.
被派到台湾去的一个宣教士。
He was a missionary in the early days, so he got sent to Taiwan.
马杰是来自加拿大长老会的一位宣教士。
McKay was a missionary and commissioned by a Presbyterian church in Canada.
他不是最早去台湾的，但是最早的一批的宣教士之一。
He was not the earliest, but he was among the earliest missionaries sent to Taiwan.
他主要是定居在淡水，我不知道你们叫淡水区还是淡水市哈，在台湾的最北边哈，淡水那个地方服侍主。
His mission field was around Taizhou in Taiwan.
那在那里传福音，在那里建造教会。
He was preaching the gospel and setting up churches.
在那里服侍将近三十年的时间，通过他的传福音，建立了将近六十家教会。
Over a period of over 30 years, and the result was setting up of over 60 churches.
为2600多人受洗。
And he baptized more than 2,600 people.
而且他建立主要是这个长老这个宗派长老会宗派的这个教会哈。北边的长老会和南边的长老会合在一起了哈，所以今天你去台湾看到最大的一个宗派就是台湾的长老会。
And since his denomination was a Presbyterian, and sort of there is a combination in the south and the north, and combining all of the Presbyterian churches. So if you go and visit Taiwan today, the biggest in size.Denomination is would be that of Presbyterian.
不光是宣教上的成就哈，在淡水的真理大学就是他开创的。
Not only he was rather an accomplished missionary, he also set up two institutions.
是在清末到的台湾嘛 ,1872 年到的台湾，那个时候妇女没有什么机会受教育。
He arrived at the end of toward the end of the Qing Dynasty in 1872. At the time, there were not many schools at all for girls.
所以他就在淡水又建了这个女子学堂，专门给这些女孩子们提供教育。
So he founded a girls' school specifically dedicated to the education of girls.
除了宣教，除了教育之外呢，他又办医院。
In addition to his mission work and work in the areas of education, he also founded hospitals.
他自己不是医生哈，但是他在上神学院的时候受了一些这个医学上的训练哈，所以他在传福音的时候发现很多的人牙齿不好。
He was not a trained medical doctor, but he received some medical training while studying in the seminary, and he found out that there are a lot of people with dental problems.
所以他特别在宣教当中啊，他就开始为人拔牙。
It was a pet project for him while he was running as a missionary. He would extract.
一开始啊，人们都很反对他，不接受他嘛。这个老外哈、啊、出现在他们当中，很不被接纳。但是因为他会拔牙呢，就越来越受人喜欢。
He didn't enjoy a ready acceptance at the time. The reception was poor because of his being foreign, and nobody trusted him. But the irony was that he knew teeth extraction, so a lot of people would come after him.And that helped with his reception.
有人给他算了一下，他服侍三十年当中，一共拔了21,000颗牙齿。
Some calculated that throughout his 30-year mission work, he extracted in the neighborhood of 21,000 teeth. He extracted.
对来自台湾的弟兄姐妹可能都听说过这个马街纪念医院啊，就是。他开始。
For those of you who are from Taiwan, you might have heard of Mackay Memorial Hospital. This is the hospital he set up.
不仅如此啊，你知道今天台湾人每天吃的蔬菜当中很多就是马街把种子带过去，在那里种植。
Not only that, you got to know this. And nowadays, a lot of veggies Taiwanese consume.Originated not with them, but with Mackay.
西红柿、胡萝卜、
tomato,
这些花菜、豆角，这些都是马街把种子带过去，在台湾那里种植。
Cauliflowers and turnips, all of those were brought. The seeds of those veggies were brought Mackay to Taiwan.
马街宣教士也很特别哈，有一个特别的地方就是他娶了当地的一个女子为妻。
He was a special missionary. He was special in terms of marrying a local woman.
生了三个孩子。
Who gave birth to three children.
两个女儿，一个嫁给当地的牧师，一个嫁给当地教会的长老。
With his two daughters, one and ended up marrying pastor locally, and another an elder.
那他的儿子在海外受了教育，又回到台湾，建立了今天的淡江中学啊，就是他儿子开始。
His son, having received his education abroad, came back and founded a middle school in Taiwan.
马杰一生的座右铭就是宁愿烧尽不愿学坏。
And here we have Mackay's motto. He said, burn out rather than rust out.
他实际上活的岁数并不长，57岁就过世。
He didn't live a long life. He passed at the age of 57.
但他却成了上帝的荣耀的彰显。
But he became a manifestation of the glory of God.
借着他的宣教的工作带人进入到基督里。
Through his mission work, he brought people into Jesus.
借着他的教育、医疗的工作，到现在依然赐福着、那里的人民。
Through his mission work in the areas of health and education, he's still serving people there.
一件事很有意思，因为一开始的时候大家都不接纳外国人嘛，甚至有些人这个就去。拆他的那个诊所，拆他的那个教堂，甚至泼大粪水在他身上。
He didn't have a very good reception in the first place, and there was a lot of local resistance, and the people would come over and dismantle his clinics.
但是因着他对上帝的奉献，对当地人的那种的委身，他持续的把神的恩典带到人的当中，后来他就越来越受人的欢迎。
And his persistence, perseverance, and his devotion to the cause of God and locally, when the local is over.
这是在1893年发生的一件事，就是他在淡水那边服侍了20年以上的时候发生的事情。
This painting captures what happened around 1893, roughly 20 years after he started his mission work.
因为在那一年他要第二次他在这个台湾已经服侍二十几年，他是第二次回加拿大去述职。
And that year marked his second sabbatical back to Canada.
结果城里的人听到这个消息后，他们就自发地组织起来，用八抬大轿抬着他，然后打着各种各样大善人呢、耶稣、圣教啊等等这样的牌子去欢送他，把他送到码头。
And this is a farewell. The locals organized for his second trip, his sabbatical back to Canada. They carried him with sedans, right? I was firing up firecrackers and all of the signs and saying, here's a great holy man, teacher of Jesus, and things.
在这样一个一生奉献的宣教士的身上彰显了上帝的荣耀。
In that procession, we can see a little side view of the great glory of God as that was manifested in the procession of the life of a single missionary.
去年2022年是他到台湾的150周年的纪念。
Last year, the year 2022, marked 150th anniversary.Of the start of his mission in Taiwan.
台湾特地为他出这个纪念的邮票啊，总统出现出席他的纪念仪式。
And they came out with the with this stamp, and the ceremony, the president appeared.
他在台湾服侍，死在台湾，葬在台湾。
He served in Taiwan. He died there. He has been buried there.
大家知道他怎么死的吗
？You know how he died?
他是得喉癌而死的。
He died of throat.
30年，他用他的声音呼唤台湾人悔改归向耶稣基督。
Just imagine for 30 years he spent his time calling out for.
呼喊到最后他嗓子出了问题。
So in this calling for repentance in man.
过世前几天，他知道他的时日不多了，他就在他的神宣言里面去敲钟，把学生都召聚来。
A few days before his death, he knew his end was near, so he went out.
学生都聚来以后，他就为他们讲了最后一堂课。
He was ringing hard the bell, and when students came to congregate around him, he preached his last sermon.
因为他明白他的生命在神的眼中是何等的宝贵。
Knowing, he knew how precious his life was in the eyes of God.
他也知道神要借着他的这个生命虽然短暂，但要借着他的生命所彰显的那个荣耀是何等的丰盛。
And he also knew that through his life, short as it was, how glorious,The work of God and God's glory will become manifest even more.
他用他最后的力气，最后的声音，依然在呼唤 呼唤人回到耶稣基督的里面，这就成了他一生给上帝的称赞。
He's using his last breath to call out man for repentance to turn back to God, and that becomes his farewell or glorification of the grace of God.
宁愿烧尽，不愿朽坏。
Rather burn out than rust out.
为了主的荣耀，尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意的把我们的一切的摆上。来彰显上帝的荣耀，是借着他的教会。
As his church, we need to serve him with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and strength. This is done exactly through his father, the church.